champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here! The champ is here!
Welcome back, everybody, to Belt Kings Radio Presents Champions, episode 17, like who I think will be and is already the greatest women's wrestler of all time, Charlotte Flair. She will be 17 times champion. I bet my wrestling glove on it. All right. Listen, guys, episode 17, if you don't know, is about the women's championship. And as always, I'm your host, Mike Knox. And as always, I'm joined by my kicks are my fix, Nephew Corey from the Wrestling Marks of Excellence. What's going on, Nephew Corey?
What's going on, man? I'm ready for this show, man. This will be really good.
It has to be good. You have an Italian I Do Love shirt. Showing the love.
I know, right?
The love, right? As I have on the Ultimate Warrior purple shirt. You know what I mean? Listen, guys, I'm excited about this show. And I know every single week you guys hear us say that. But I'm honest when I say that in my feeling. I say every time I do this show, I look up things, I get to know. There's things you know, but you got to look up things because you want to be editorial, right? That's our job. Mm-hmm. We're trying to be editorial, right? But this show is not about wrestling. This show is about championship titles. The wrestling belts mm-hmm. that you love, the guys and girls that held them, and the ones we collect. That's why we call ourselves Belt Kings, because you got to have at least five. Not LeBron. LeBron only has four right now. So he has to have five to be considered. Not one. Not two. I'm going to cover them for the rest of my life. And I love LeBron. But sorry, LeBron, you're the king, not the goat. But guys, we love championships and we collect championship belts. And with that being said, today's belt, episode 17, we talked about it last week. We've gotten into this thing, Corey, right? We're giving mm-hmm. the spoilers now. We're telling them.
Yeah.
What we're going to do. Well, it just happens to come up in the show.
Yeah, it does. And what you see is literally on the fly. Like, as we get thunderstruck in the head that's the idea, you all get it. So
I called it. Well, you mentioned it, and I said, really? He was like, yep. That's where we're going, because we're talking about lineage. And when mm-hmm. you speak about lineage, we have to pay respect where respect is due. And yes, how about this? As always, it is October, so it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. All right, mm-hmm. so with all respect, let's go ring them bells. We want them bells mm-hmm. to be rung to defeat breast cancer and all other cancers out there. So we're talking about prestige. We're talking about titles. And I know we have it's out there, the WWE, the big W belt. That's what they refer to it as, right?
Yeah. They call it it's more so in the like kind of trading and collecting communities. I think it's referred to really as the network belt is what they call it, or the network logo belt.
That's the title, the network logo title. Yeah. And so because of that, people may not see the lineage, and that's the word we're using today, in this mm-hmm. title and what today's title represents. So Corey, let's tell them about this beautiful beam footage, which they've already seen. The pictures below is already what we're mm-hmm. talking about, but for those who are listening to us via on podcast, and what podcast, Corey? Every single one of them, right?
Yeah, I was gonna say, take your pick.
And we're there, and so are you. So Corey, beautiful beam footage, where, who, what, how we talk about this title today.
So we are talking about the WWE Women's Championship, which is represented as both Raw and SmackDown having the same title, with the red background for Raw, the blue background for SmackDown. That belt originally debuted at WrestleMania 32 as the WWE Women's Championship right before the brand split mm-hmm. in July of that year. It was, you know, contested in the triple threat match with Sasha Banks and Becky Lynch and Charlotte for the then, like I said, Charlotte was the then Divas champion, and it was converted into the Women's Championship. And I remember being in the stadium in Dallas and unveiling it. Actually, it's so funny that it got such a positive, glowing review. Mm-hmm. And what's so funny, I was like, oh, that's a really nice belt. And I was kept saying to myself, I was like, man, I was like, I hope they don't have it available tonight or tomorrow.
'Cause you wasn't ready.
I'd be the one to buy it right off the rip. And sure enough, the next night at Raw after WrestleMania, it was hanging right there at the souvenir stand to buy. And I was like, oh boy. I was like, you know what? I was like, let me not do it. I was like, because I know I'll be able to snag it eventually.
But when did you pull the trigger? Because I know you pulled the trigger.
So what's funny, I actually...
Was it Tuesday SmackDown?
Look, I never bought the Raw or the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I know you have the tag team one.
Yes. So what's funny is that I never pulled the trigger on either one. Mm-hmm. Ever did, and I just kept waiting and waiting.
You sound a little regretful, and I don't normally hear that from you in your
voice. No. I'm not regretful because what's funny is I'm actually grateful that I did that.
Okay.
Because, you know, as they, you know, were, you know, full-blown blown women's revolution, I just never bought it. I was like, I have to go on sale. It goes, and it did. I just never caught it. I was like, okay, I'll get it eventually. I knew it was there. So I never bought the Raw or the SmackDown. I was like, okay. So then, you know, pretty much two years later, they have the Evolution pay-per-view. And I was, okay. I was like, you know, I was like, I went to the pay-per-view over there.
Right, that's true. Yeah. And
yeah. So, and yeah, that, no, Long Island.
Long Island. Sorry. Yep.
Yeah. So I was like, okay. And then sure enough, you know, just word got out to me. I was like, there's something coming. And that is what I ended up buying.
Holy man. I remember. Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead, Clayton Kershaw.
So this is the Evolution Women's Championship and the Evolution side plates from the pay-per-view. Okay. The color theme was that teal blue, so that's...
I'm going to call that periwinkle blue, North Carolina. Yeah. That's what I see right there. Sorry, I got married in periwinkle blue. You know that color when you get married in it, guys.
So this is that championship. This is
beautiful.
The Evolution Women's Championship. And on the back, as you can see,
the signatures all over.
Yeah, but, well, they also has a
visibly.
Yeah,
is that Asuka?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's quite a few. Yeah, it's quite a few. This one, pretty much.
Now, and I'm going to cut you off because I know what I think. Go ahead. The reason why you got that title? I'm just going to say that you said you didn't get the first two generations, and you went to this pay per view, and you said you had a feeling something special was going to happen, and that title. And you said you wasn't necessarily in on the whole Evolution thing because of, you could tell us in a second, but I'm gathering it's too much for everybody to have them split. And I think you get this one because it's that represents them. That represents the total era, as we were calling in our day of professional wrestling, that Evolution. But that era of women's wrestling that began, that title represents the most.
Yeah. So, pretty much what that represented was that you hit it pretty much right on the head. Everything that was women's wrestling just throughout decades culminated by them having that pay-per-view. By me having that championship, which I can show it again.
And let's talk about it. We talked about the side plates, the weight on this thing. And is this belt still available to be purchased?
So let me tell you something. This is and what's weird, what's interesting. And then I can actually show the bag too. Mm-hmm. The bag even says the Evolution's Women's Championship replica. So it's I'll put it this way. The rarity of this belt is it's a lot more than people think.
Okay.
It's only sold that weekend of Evolution, and it was only sold in limited quantities on WWE Shop.
Okay.
Day, and then it was sold at the pay-per-view.
And I know sometimes I tiptoe the line. Price of this title and price of the other women's titles as well. Because remember, you know.
So the other women's titles they retail at $4.29.
Okay.
You can often catch them on sale. So it's not even a thing of unless you wanted it and there was no.
It's so heavy in rotation. Still, we see them both weekly and daily on social media. Yeah,
you will always catch a sale on those. But this belt, this one was $400 at the arena, and
wow,
they only had. I'm not kidding you. I tell these stories because I live them. I purposely got up there early to make sure I was first in line getting in the building.
You do that a lot. You do that a lot, though.
Yeah.
Like those who don't know you and those who are listening and living, my kicks are my fix on Twitter and Instagram. Mm-hmm. He loves professional wrestling. And I'm a blind tag myself right here. Mm-hmm. History about ourselves. And I said this to you before privately, but I'm saying it on air now. I didn't understand why I have a women's title. I didn't understand certain things about wrestling that you kind of being, as I refer to you and Mo and Coley and guys, the belt emperors, in my opinion. All right. You, it's a reason why belt kings exist. It's because of guys like you guys. It's not about his, her. It's about what you love. But what you love, who, what it represents, who you're loving, and you love professional wrestling. I never wanted a women's title until like till you came along. Never once. I'm so serious here. And we've been collecting, you know, I started with you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so, absolutely, absolutely.
I want it for my daughters. I want it for my wife. You know what I'm saying? I want it for myself because of it. It like you said before, when I talked about my wife wanting the tag team title, you said, she wants it because you like the title. You know what I mean? And it represents you. So, but continue with the pricing and parameters of this title.
So I purposely went early to make sure I was first there because I knew how special they were doing that belt. I saw it online. It dropped online that morning, or actually the night before. The night before the pay-per-view, they dropped the belts online. And I said, oh, I was like, they're good.
Did you get special notifications of these things or something? Because I swear.
No, I just always check. Okay. I always check.
Like one checks their Twitter and Instagram.
You randomly go on WWE shop and you just always look, you just never know what they drop.
Right.
So I was looking, I said, oh my goodness, they've got an Evolution Championship. Oh my goodness, they've got Evolution Side Plate. I'm like, I've got to get both. And so because it's the funny thing too, with that championship, Evolution Side Plates did not come with that championship. They came separate. So I had to buy both.
Okay, so what came with it?
It was just the regular WWE side plates, the stock plates that come in. So I had to. I was like, okay, I got to be there early, and I got there early, and I made sure I was at that door that I needed to be at. You know, one of the doors that enter. They, you know, it comes time to let people in, and you know, an hour before the show starts. I walked in first and literally ran to the first suit I saw. And the belt was right there. I said,
awesome.
And the girl standing there, she's like, you in a hurry? I was like, I need that belt and those side plates.
Yeah.
Please. And she was like, oh, okay. You know what I mean? I was like, no, I need, and she was like, oh, you think these, she asked me literally, and she was really nice. She asked me, she's like, you think these belts are going to sell out? They're pretty expensive. I said,
yes.
That was first year.
Absolutely.
And she was like, oh boy. And then literally people behind me as I got my, and the, what's funny, the plates, I believe, were only, I think they were only either 50
or
75 at the pay-per-view. I forgot what it was, either 50 or 75.
50 is a great deal. 50 is a great deal for side plates.
You know what?
We don't talk about side plates on here on Bell King's Radio Champions too often, but they're important. There's a community for side plates.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know me, the only really side plates I may get a few here often, but every year I get the WrestleMania one.
Yes, so that's your thing.
One. Yeah, I have every one that they've done since they've started. So that I will always.
That's a collector piece. Shout out to the mini. I call them the Wonder Woman arms because that's when I first got mine. We're almost talking about 13, 14 years ago when I got mine. And it was for me, it was representing a gold face killer. Shout out to my man, Grand Body P in the UK, Hip Hop Radio. We're talking about Ghostface Killer had the big old, that's what I call my belt. But shout out to the mini belt wrist arms collections out there too. There's all kind of belt kings and queens out there. That's a huge community as well. And there are some of the finest of textures and material and designs. Some, in my opinion, even better. Everybody talks about the U.S. title spinner. I get it. That if you can get the Wonder Woman arm, that's what I'm gonna call them. Spinner wrist belt. I'm sorry. Oh, the U.S. title, that thing is amazing. I seen it.
It's very rare.
I seen it for the first time at Orlando, I believe. And I just looked at it and I just didn't put two and two together at that time. You know what I mean? And those who are listening, all right, and thank you for tuning in. If you want to know where all these things are, you want to know how to get them, get in line, because I know the man, and he just pops up with them. Okay, so you cannot just get on, like he told you. You got to search, guys. You got to continually look and look and look and look.
You
and
do.
That's the best of collectors out there. This is what they do. This is how they stay engaged. Yeah. So, you know what? I want to say shout out to someone. We don't do too many shots. A new listener, Jay Woodley, who found us on YouTube.
Absolutely.
You know, mentioned that he just stumbled upon the show looking at a, you know, trying to get reviews on the Brahma Bulls belt and came across the show and love what we did here. And we want to, I just want to give him a shout out for that. And
Listener
out there that's listening to that belt. But
Back
into this beautiful
So this belt. So like I said, when I got in there, I got the belt, I got the side plates. It's funny. I literally went to my seat and put everything in there. Like I used my key. Put it in the box. I had that, and it's funny. Like I said, I was in line because I was first one. I got mine, and then I immediately saw people in which I've seen certain people around before. You kind of can tell, just like much like in the secret
community,
you can kind of tell who's there to buy. Yeah. And sure enough, people were buying them. People were buying 2, 3 at a time. You know, they were getting ready to flip them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And as we do this, go ahead.
It's a funny story. I was like, I wanted it for me for the collection.
Mm-hmm.
Me. But yeah, people were buying 3 and 4 of them because sure enough, I want to say maybe 6 months ago or so, maybe 6, 7 months ago, randomly somebody messaged me because I forgot some group from when I got the belt 2 years ago.
Okay.
I posted, you know, pictures in belt groups and stuff like that. Somebody found my picture from 2 years ago and messaged me. It was like, hey, am I selling it? Now, you know, in a nice way, I was like, absolutely not.
Yeah.
And then, you know, they were really trying to be like, no, I really wanted it. Really, you know what? They were like, so.
You get that a lot. I'm quite sure you get that
and,
a lot.
Yeah. And they offered me $2,000 for that belt. Yeah.
Is this pre or before signed? The signatures?
No, after signatures.
Oh, yeah, I can't go at that point.
Yeah. At that point. Well, I wouldn't have let it go anyway for me. I wouldn't have let it go, but it was like,
you're pointing out the rarity of this title and how it's not available.
Because remember, it was only available from that night before until pretty much the day after the pay-per-view and they were gone. The last little bit of them sold, I believe, during the pay-per-view. And I checked online that next morning, and they were gone.
And for those who are tuning in, this is talking about the Evolutions belt that we got. And you see the women's title up in front of the screen. But he also, and it's for the listener out there, he pulls out the both of them. It's the same. It's the white background, but it's the periwinkle, North Carolina color blue with the Evolution side plates on these things. So we're talking about just three main plates that gives you the date on here, and he has the signatures, which clearly makes his a little different than most that you're going to buy. Of course, that's his own prize title, and that one, Corey.
Yeah.
But this title, what it represents,
and also what it represents. That's Stephanie McMahon on here.
Oh, wow.
That was the one I wanted the most on.
I'm sorry, she's the trillion-dollar princess. I heard him call her this past weekend. Thought that was funny. But, geez, Louise. This is why we made the show, Corey, for this. Mm-hmm. So, excluding, of course, people out there listening who may be like, oh, I want to get the signatures. You got to get that on your own.
Yeah.
This, you can get the Women's SmackDown or Raw title anywhere.
Absolutely.
Evolution title, you probably have to get custom-made. I haven't found custom made plate sites that I personally am a fan of. That's just
It's not for that belt.
Oh, is the Evolution side plates available on?
No.
Okay.
Everything Evolution is gone.
These like some J's right now.
Yeah, you had to pretty much if you didn't catch it that weekend online or you didn't go to you didn't get them. And I do know some people.
I love that, by the way.
Yeah, I do too because I mean it was exclusive for that. It's like sometimes you kind of always ask like, oh, why would they make that exclusive or why wouldn't they make that more? That's something I understand. Like, you know what, for what that was, And actually, what's funny that weekend I got the belt, the side plates, and I have a chair from the Evolution.
Yeah, paper. I remember the chair you showed. I've seen the pictures.
Yeah, so that was something where I knew that was a special occasion for them, so I tried to get what I could. The only thing I didn't buy, in which it was there, in which I could have got, and I didn't, and I've seen people with it, They did an Evolution mini belt too. They did do a mini
belt. I think I've really seen that. I think I've seen
it. I've seen it a few times, but those are super rare too.
Okay.
To have those and those, the mini belts, they for those special events like that. Do a little bit more. They may
the detail looks a little different.
They may put the Swarovski crystals in there sometimes, mm-hmm. and they may charge a little more for it. I want to say they had that in those, and I believe that mini belt was maybe $120.
Yeah, and that's like not that. Normally the mini belt price, almost double the mini belt price also out there for those mini belt collectors. I'm gonna say this. I'm refused, and those who are collectors here, okay. And again, guys, we talk about it every week. Know your budget, all right? Yeah. Know your fare. Know your audience. Mm-hmm. Know what you can do. I'm not going to Mania without at least two G's in my pocket just to spend on this. I don't care. Just spending money to go, because look back at seeing that spinner wrist belt, and I'm going, wow. I want to be able to, if you're a collector, these are the times you want to really go, in my opinion, when you're at WrestleMania, when these things are around. It's a time for us as fans, as collectors. This is what the show is for, right? For us. Yep. To show your collection. It's like going to a car show when you go to WrestleMania, right? You want to come out, you want to show what you got, and you want to, and it's appreciative. Mm-hmm. It's not a cocky thing, and sometimes it may come off that way. That's just my my gimmick. You know what I mean? That's my gimmick. Mike Knox is actually a nice person if you get to know me.
See?
but all this talk is about the women's championship. And legacy. We brought it up last week. Let's talk about some of this legacy. Always post or pre-show, I'll ask some questions and things like that, and I'd be surprised. And people know that I'm a huge Nikki Bella fan.
Yeah.
Right? I think she's the most underrated women's wrestler of all time. I also think that if you want to put Trish Stratus right here, you got to put her neck and neck. That's my opinion. You can't change it. However, she never had this title. Nope. This title was brought to you by who I still think, and what I'm going to dedicate this show to, because she will break and become the 17-time world champion, the greatest women's wrestler of all time. Charlotte Flair had this title first, Corey, followed by Sasha Banks. They, of course, this the four horsewomen. This is their title, so to speak, Corey.
Yeah. This is the. It is the Women's Revolution Championship, essentially. Like that's what it is. I mean, they went to the network. I mean, they went to the network logo belt. They started, really pushing the women, and you got that belt, and it traded off back and forth throughout the summer into the fall between Charlotte and Sasha Banks. But there was another brand created, brand split with SmackDown Live. And Becky Lynch became the first SmackDown Women's Champion. I was there. Yeah, I was there too. Yeah.
I was there for something.
Yeah, see?
I got that chair.
Yeah. Yeah. I got that chair, see?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's
I mean, so, you might have obtained yours the correct way. It's okay.
We're just going to leave it right there. We're just going to leave it right there. So the So SmackDown gets their new champion in Becky Lynch, and they debut, in which, funny story with that, they debut the new SmackDown Women's Championship, and Becky's presented with it. The one she's presented with was actually a replica.
Yeah.
They actually auctioned it off that night on WWE's auction site, signed by Becky Lynch as the first SmackDown Women's Champion. So that belt she had in the ring was actually a replica. And later,
you can kind of always tell a replica belt in the ring.
Yeah, you can. No. You can. There's been many instances.
Yeah, many.
just to name another one, when back in, 2010, when they kind of got stuck in Europe and some of their stuff got stuck in Europe, Jack Swagger was the World Heavyweight Champ. Yeah. He was coming out with a replica belt. Of the World Heavyweight Championship because the real belt was stuck in Europe.
Yeah, and that's five times.
Yeah, and the Miz.
Five-time All-American.
And the Miz, also his upside-down M belt with the W logo, that was also a replica.
I want that belt. I want them to sell that belt. I know people say, my name is Mike.
Well, you don't have to do much. You just go buy the, just go buy another spin a replica. Yeah.
And just get it stuck upside it. Down. Good point.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah. You know, don't beat yourself up over that.
The wizard.
Don't beat yourself up over that one. That one can be easily attained.
Yeah, as we were talking about it.
Yeah, no, what's funny, just to, you know, just go off a little bit, that belt, I don't think they sell it anymore, but they used to sell a screw that you could replace the magnet that they had in that belt, in the spinner belt, to lock it, and it would lock the belt.
I remember hearing that.
Yeah, so no, they did sell it for a brief moment. You can't find them anywhere now, but excuse me, they did sell it. But back to that women's championship. Like we said earlier before, they usually sell it for about $429.99 retail, but you can always catch it on sale. It is a little bit smaller, with obvious to the fact that it's a women's championship. So unless you're a smaller guy, which oddly enough, I can fit that belt. It's on the last snap.
But you can fit it.
I can fit it. But yeah, and just another instance of that championship, when Alexa Bliss had the mm-hmm. championship, if you ever noticed, hers would have the belt tip and the snaps. It was on both sides. And I was like, why is – and then I realized, I was looking, because I was like, she would hold it in the air. And I'm like, it has belt tips on both sides. So it was actually a special championship for her. Because she's so
small. Yeah, she's so tiny.
Yeah, that belt is actually smaller as far as the of snaps.
Didn't say like when Nia Jax has it.
Yeah, what's funny is that when Nia won it from her at WrestleMania that year, at WrestleMania 34, she ended up holding that belt in the air, and you could see that it was shorter on the sides because for what they do with the five snaps on one side, and I think it's, five by eight, pretty much. They pretty much cut it in half on both sides, and it was, I think, like 3x4. On the snaps to ratio, and it was just like,
get your pen and paper guys out there. He's teaching you guys right now.
Yeah, so it's it's funny that they did that, because they don't really make them too specialized like that.
No, but so, certain guys or girls will get it. That they know they're gonna have it for a while, and they you said, like they know. But these titles, the lineage between these titles and these women. Yeah. We know it's only been short-lived for both of them 4 years, right? And, most of them, we do talk, we go with some histories about things and things like that. But I think it's easy to put our four Mount Rushmore together, in there somehow. But I want to talk about the unsung legacies, to me, lineages of these titles, women to me that stick out the most, more than you would think. Ours, like, to me, like Carmella.
Yeah.
I've always been a fan of Mella is Money because we're – to me, a lot of women in professional wrestling, and I say this with respect, lack the entertainment factor, not just the script lines they're doing, but the believability of the show. I think she is head and shoulders sometimes above a lot of women here. I mean, I think she plays her character, to me, better than a lot of the women that are behind the curtain there. And I think that her run and her having it was unappreciative. I hated how when she first won it, how everybody got mad that James Ellsworth with the Money in the Bank thing in that way grabbed it. And I'm like, well, women has helped men for years. I didn't think of it. I thought it was kind of cool because he wasn't like a big male. It was James Ellsworth that helped her. Then coming back the next week and they answered the fans by saying, okay, well, let's fix it. And he did it and she still wins it. And people thought she wasn't going to win it a second time around and she still did.
No, I'm glad. You know what's funny? I'm glad you mentioned that. Because I thought it was WWE, I think, in that instance.
It was a botch?
Not even. I think they went above and beyond trying to please fans. They should have left it the way it was that he helped
her. I agree.
It was her. It was that was her character. That was their gimmick. Yeah. Like, it's still, like you say, it's still wrestling a storyline. So that was the storyline. That wasn't no disrespect to the women.
I never thought that either.
Like, I mean, I know people saw it as that, but I was thinking to myself, well, this is the character. This is this is what it was, you know, and that's people's opinion. If they think it was, and that's why I said WWE went above and beyond, ran the match back again.
I saw a tweet this past week and they said, remember when wrestling Twitter wasn't toxic? I said, no. Wrestling Twitter has always been toxic because you have this group of fans that will forever be hurt by the WWE. And no matter what they do, because they're hurt. And rightfully so. I don't, you know, they hurt me at a point. You know what I mean? And took a part of me was taken from them from my love of professional wrestling. It's just, it's like if you ever lost somebody in life, that's the best I can relate it to. Because I've loved wrestling as long as I've loved my life. You know what I mean? So they took a part of that from me that I still watch, I still love. But that part of me that was always holding on for what they say, always and forever. I'm rewatching the originals, all right, until forever ends. And they took a piece from me in that. But not just Carmella. I think another unsung woman in here that, to me, I know she gets a lot of people get on her. Even I have gotten on her in the past about her in-ring and her cardio. Orlando's own Naomi. We was there. We watched it at WrestleMania when she won that title in her home city. I think someone who doesn't have it on there, she's that perfect, to me, mix. She does everything good, just not great at anything, in my opinion. Bad at nothing. Bad at absolutely. She does everything good. She's just consistent. You know what I mean? Like David Ortiz, just consistently, you know, being around. And I like that, and I love that about her. And then I have to mention this woman's name because
before you even get to that woman, we'll stay on Naomi for a second. Okay. What's interesting is that we could talk about her belt even for a quick little snippet that they really gave her. They gave her the ball. Yeah,
come on.
Yeah. So when they gave her the ball, she kind of ran with it in the sense. She got her own custom
glow,
like. Title. Throughout the belt circles, people wanted that belt. And I was surprised WWE never really – I guess in the long run, there was no point in making because you weren't going to sell a lot. But you would have sold a few.
Yeah.
Sold a few of those. I also thought it was weird with them knowing that it was going to be in her hometown in Orlando. Mm-hmm. I mean, I get she won it the month before and got hurt.
Right.
It was Black History Month. The month before we won it. I get it. So I get kind of where they were going with that. Me personally, I just would have held off for her winning it at WrestleMania.
Yeah.
I really thought it was, especially because the way things went down for her, she personally, she's probably like, listen, I got it. I don't care when I get it. And that's fine. I mean, for me, I was just like,
toxic community.
Yeah, it was just like, you know, I was really looking. I was like, huh, that would have been. So, I mean, it still came off as nice of her winning it in Orlando because it felt like the first time she ever won it.
Yeah, because she had got hurt right after that.
Yeah, because she had got hurt. So
the part you mentioned something about WWE and them missing the ball, right? With not selling that belt and selling a few. Mm-hmm. One of my new favorite companies, and you're a fan of them as well, Chalkline Officials. I think they can learn something from their tactic a little bit about it's out, it's gone, and just wait for it again. And I think that is a bit of, like, for me, as someone who sees shorts, jack, and things, I missed it. It might. I think with belts, that could be really, really good. And I think that's a belt that you, like you just said, you may not sell a bunch, but a few, it'd be back one day. Sell some more. You know what I mean? Because they see that people want it. You know what I mean?
Well, the reason why, this is with, you know, all kind of, you know, businesses that sell certain things, I kind of get why they couldn't. And I'll throw this out there is that, with them getting belts, and, you know, much like with people getting any kind of goods in a multiple supply, you have to order a certain amount. So because of that, they can't just do one of ones or order 10 or order, you know, 30.
Gotcha. You're going to have to at least make a...
You have to, for people manufacturing them, for them to get a profit, you have to order a certain amount. And for you to make a profit, you got to sell a certain amount. So... Yeah, it's a certain fine line that you got to walk. Excuse me to say, all right, I'm going to get 1,000 of these belts. You know, if we can sell 400, 600, we're in the green. So you got to weigh that out to kind of be like, okay, are people going to buy that? I think people would have, belt collectors would have bought it But the overall audience of who would have probably bought a Naomi belt at that price, they might not have bought it. That belt would have probably been $450 with what it was, with the lights and all that. They'd have charged $450 for that easy, maybe even more, because of the intricacies you had to put into the belt, because you would have had, and the thing is, with manufacturing that, you would have had to have a battery pack somewhere, or you would have had to have something, because that belt with the lights on and switching and all that, like, there was a lot going on. That I wouldn't be surprised. That would have been a $500 belt. If they would have
sold. Easy.
And I easy. Just don't think, because of how they already, the perception of what SmackDown is already with, you know, that lifelong perception of it being the B show as opposed to Raw, I just don't think they would have had faith in it being the, you would have had a couple of collectors buy it, because there are people who would have bought it.
That's what collectors do.
To have something unique like that, exactly, in the collection. So I get that. But I think the overall, like, overhead of it, it probably wouldn't have been profitable to them, which...
I got you. I understand that. But yeah. And the funny thing is, the girl I was going to name after Naomi happened to be the girl who takes the belt from Naomi. Mm-hmm. and I have to mention her name, because... people get really mad at Mike Knox when Mike Knox does his around the blocks with Mike Knox, and I don't consider her a top Mount Rushmore. But she is right there to me. She is truly to me, she's the longest wrestling woman in my lifetime, okay, that I seen, not like, you know, Fabulous Moolah and Mae Young that we've known for years that were there, but what I've seen, what I saw in their primes, and that's one Natalya Neidhart, and just her family lineage, and we've come up, this belt has been the lineage title. We're talking about these women and how much they we respect them enough to do a show for a belt that's 4 years old, because we felt these women deserve the credit that they're that they don't get. We remember what was called bathroom matches and stuff. There's times now where they have the best match on the card, and Natalya can at any moment have that best match on the card, because she is that damn good. No pun intended. But just the things that Natalya has done in the wrestling business and having this title and them finally giving it to her, to be honest with you, it's one of those belts, one of the women who absolutely deserves everything she gets, because she probably deserves more than they give her. Yeah. Okay. She's that good. Just to me, she's not these new crop of women that's either there now that's being great, and the Four Horsewomen, you know, and naming Natalya. I mean, not Natalya, I'm sorry. Charlotte Flair, Sasha Banks, Bayley, who we haven't talked about yet. Probably the biggest, you said, I think last week, which got us into the show, the biggest women's wrestler probably of all time, not maybe in the ring, but from what people can see, and one Becky Lynch, and what she took wrestling to. But to me, someone who never gets talked about, but who had this title, who to me took it to the next level, and I can't wait for her to come back, and that is one Ronda Rousey. Okay, yeah. I think in a short period of time she was there, she was on her way to being, I called her, and I know other people have said it as well, to me, she was the Kurt Angle of that women's division. When Kurt Angle came in, she solidified it. She made it realistic looking. She just, to me, she got it real fast. We saw her first match at WrestleMania, and then from there, she just kept going and going and going, and, you know, just decided that she needed to take away from the Braves. So for everybody, that life every day is not for everybody. So, yeah. and when wrestling, you never say never. So, we will, in my opinion, see her again one day.
I think so.
And Ronda Rousey. Mm-hmm. But this title, Corey, the women that had it, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to go with you next. My favorite women's match of all time. Charlotte Flair versus Sasha Banks, first female Hell in a Cell. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
For me, it what I didn't think women could do in a ring, well, I didn't think women was going to put themselves through in a ring.
Yeah.
Okay, this isn't me watching New Japan Pro Wrestling, watching women that I don't know. And I don't have the interest in the story because I don't know they've done some things. You know, like a la Mick Foley and Cactus, you know, I mean, that's Cactus Jack, but Terry Funk. When those guys didn't know who those guys were, and Gory Funk and those other guys doing like these barbed wire matches, it just wasn't look the same then as you would see that now and go, okay, different They went in this Hell in a Cell match, Corey, and they gave it all they got. And I was saying beforehand, with these kind of women that's there now leading the way with Bayley, who you say you're putting your top four of all time and taking
out.
Okay? You got people coming up like Rhea Ripley. You got people who will come up like the EST herself and Bianca Belair. Like, women's wrestling today is better than it's ever been. And so I think that girls of yesteryear will never be forgotten. I will never disrespect Trish Stratus in any way. She is to me.
Nah, she's up there.
Nothing, okay? Lita, none of them girls. I'm not taking nothing from them. But what they,
Mickie James, man.
Thank you. Beth Phoenix. These women are amazing and are awesome. And they really, you know, AJ Lee, these girls led the way for what we are seeing today. And if these women could have had the time that women today get, we don't know what they could have done. We don't know. And I think the perfect two women to represent evolution and what it was to what it is and what it's going to continue to be is Nikki Bella and Trish Stratus, being the two women who were not looked at as wrestlers. Didn't think when they got in the ring, you kind of cringed. And I think every step of the way, because of the competition, because of the women in the locker room with them, helped them own their craft, and they owned it and they carried it, and they did a phenomenal job to what we see today. And Corey, please take the stage right now.
These women
are phenomenal to me.
Another good one is also within that kind of Charlotte Sasha kind of, you know, bevy of matches was the street fight from Raw for the Raw Women's Championship.
the one in Charlotte. Yes.
Where Sasha ends up winning the belt. I'm not mistaken.
I might watch that match again.
Was that before the cell match?
That was before the cell match.
Because I think Charlotte got it back.
Yes, they were
from Sasha. They were
locked up in the police car. They're kicking the windows out. And at some points, you like it didn't matter. You know that what you're saying, what they were going through at that time, what they did was just amazing.
That was one of the ones where I was like, oh, they let them do a street fight. Like, that's pretty cool. So, they've also had the women do, just in general, they've had women do steel cages. Not even for this women's championship. I always thought Asuka and Bayley won was really, really good at TakeOver in Dallas. That was also really, really, really good because of the way they did it. And they booked it to where, you know, just Bayley was... Oscar was a buzzsaw.
Could Oscar replace any of the... all right, my Mount Rushmore of women wrestling for this title. How about that? I just gave myself out. Charlotte, Sasha, Bayley, Oscar.
Here's what I'm going to say. Asuka can eventually crack that if she has the right runs with it. Some people would put Alexa Bliss on there. It wouldn't be me necessarily. I love Alexa.
I love Alexa.
But Alexa's the first one to hold both.
Both? Mm-hmm. I got both pictures up on the thing.
Yeah. Alexa's the first one to hold both the SmackDown and Raw Women's Championship. And the only ones to do that are, I believe, the Four Horsewomen, Asuka and
Asuka.
Bliss. Yeah. Those are the only ones that I think have done it.
Well, shoot, all four.
Yeah, all four.
All four. And
all four of the Horsewomen.
I'm sorry,
I apologize. Sasha has not yet. That's right.
So you're right. Sasha has not been.
SmackDown Women's Champion.
I'm trying to see. I got the pictures in my head.
Sasha has not been smacked.
Stop making bad Photoshops and making me think women had titles they didn't have.
Then look, I'm gonna take their side. Then know that they didn't hold it, Mike. No, but they Sasha has not held the SmackDown. I believe she's a 5-time Raw champion though. So So I mean, if you wanted to, as far as that, you could almost put Alexa on there. But for me,
it's got to be Bayley.
It's weird. I would actually go. it's hard to do this.
It
is. I would almost take Sasha off. And the only reason why I say that, the only reason why I say that is because the way they booked all five of those championship runs.
They are horrible.
It's horrible. That's not her fault. It's just she had to roll with the punches.
Well, the one let's keep it real. The whole thing, her and being upset with the company and stuff, that was
That she wasn't even women's champion at that point.
No, right, but that halted.
Yeah.
She was on her way.
Understandable. No, so my four, because spade of spade. How do you take away, if you putting Sasha on there, Sasha's runs purely from the outside looking in, Sasha's runs are almost equivalent to Alexa Bliss's.
Okay.
You're not putting Alexa on there.
It's give me a four. I think you just argued my. I think you just took Sasha out of mine too.
Yeah, because for me, I'm gonna go Charlotte.
Of course.
I'm gonna go Becky because I don't even like Becky like that in the sense of she's not one of my top.
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with her. I think she's great, but she's not one of the ones. Yeah. So, but I give her respect where credit is due. You know, she's on there. It's Charlotte. It's Becky. It's Bailey.
The longest running champion of all time.
Ronda Rousey is the fourth.
500.
Ronda Rousey is the fourth. Yeah, Ronda Rousey is the fourth.
Man.
That's my four as far as championship.
See, that took my list and that made yours out of my favorite into what you're not supposed to have. Supposed to have what you think is and what you did in wrestling terms.
Yep.
I think in wrestling terms, you're right.
Yeah.
I don't like it. It's not my favorite, but speaking wrestling, thinking like you just barely, you said her name, Becky Lynch isn't your girl. And let's think this, the most infamous women's pitcher of all time came because of Nia Jax. Okay. The blood pitcher. Okay.
Yep.
It's an iconic photo that will never be, you know, forgotten, like a la Stone Cold Steve Austin in the sharpshooter. Right. It's just a pitcher. And I think for wrestling, Charlotte Flair, of course, I think she's the greatest women wrestler of all time. Yeah. Becky Lynch, probably the face of female wrestling, right? Then you have Ronda Rousey, who's made her the face of female wrestling, and it's Ronda Rousey.
Ronda's run, that's why I put Ronda on there.
Yeah.
Ronda's run, her whole run period, not just her women's championship run, but her whole run in WWE for that 1 year from WrestleMania to WrestleMania.
Was insane.
It was really, really good. And I can't, and you know, with her championship run, I can't take her off of there and be like, okay, maybe no.
She's like I said, I think in that year time, I call her the Kurt Angle of women's wrestling.
Yeah, and pretty then, much.
And Bailey, just her title reigns have been very, very long.
Yeah.
Like 513 days. No other girl even comes close to her. Yeah. The closest one is Becky Lynch at 399, but we're talking, it's insane how long she's had this. How long? And Ronda Rousey 231 days, beat by close by Alexa Bliss at also 223 days. These are women that this division is at a look. Shayna Baszler to me would be that next big thing. That's honestly what I used to call them Beauty and the Beast, but no disrespect. This is how the gimmick goes with Nia Jackson and Shayna Baszler. I've wanted them two together. We got them two together, but I think Shayna Baszler is everything Ronda Rousey isn't, she's Ronda Rousey without the mouthpiece. Like, I think Ronda had the talking down. Shayna kind of doesn't. Yeah. You know what I mean? But in that ring, Shayna Baszler, she's going to break somebody's arm.
Ronda maybe had a smidget more personality with the gimmick.
Yeah,
too.
But
that was for Ronda. I think the way Shayna is exactly the way she should be. What she was in NXT. Let me not say that. Shayna did have a little bit of personality there.
With NXT, she did. It's not having been, and that's what they do when they move people from NXT to Raw. You know what I mean? Shayna Baszler, you say in NXT, she definitely owned that gimmick and what it was, the mouthpiece, talking with the mouthpiece, a la Cesaro, if you will. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Women's wrestling's in a great spot. Yeah. And I love it. I love it. I like it for my daughter who watches wrestling to have something to look for, you know, look at and not see what was wrestling. I remember telling people if I had my daughter, my oldest daughter, I didn't let her watch wrestling. Mm-hmm. She grew up in an attitude error when I had her. Like, I didn't want my daughter watching that. It was nothing but lewd, crude, and downright vulgar things about women. And now it's the complete opposite. And I love that. And I think guys like girls like rather, I'm sorry, I keep saying guys because they're like one of the boys now. Okay. Mm-hmm. What's her name? The beautiful Rhea Ripley. Like the sky's the limit with her. You know what I mean? So even as far as someone like the smallest woman in wrestling, Zelina Vega. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. More power to you. You know what I mean? I think you can build her right. I don't think they've done a good job recently on building her, but I think, you know, because you can build Alexa Bliss. You can be
me. Zelina's going to get her start. Zelina's going to get her real start now that she's on SmackDown. Mm-hmm. They're going to really start to, you know, they'll invest in her. She's pretty much, she's another Alexa
Bliss. That's Bliss, yeah.
That can, you know, the people saw pretty. Nothing.
Yeah. Yep.
People saw, I'll put it this way. When in the original, you know, draft, when they split up back in 2016,
okay,
when Alexa and Carmella got brought up and drafted, nobody thought nothing. Carmella talks about all the time. Carmella was the last pick of the draft.
I didn't. I saw nothing in Alexa Bliss in NXT that made me think.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying.
Like today.
Nobody saw
nothing.
That. Sure enough, they're two of the perennial like staples in the current women's division.
Yeah, and changed me like that. And changed me just like that.
And I think both of them have
Alexa Bliss gonna have that title again. Alexa Bliss and Bray Wyatt's gonna be champions on Raw.
You know what?
That's where it's going.
It looks like that's where that's going.
Keep the Fiend away from Roman and you're winning. You're two biggest.
Keeping a lot of people away from Roman. Like, because if you think about it, who's on SmackDown right now? Other than Seth Rollins, probably.
Yeah. That can go with Roman.
From Roman. Yeah.
Nobody knows.
I mean, if you book it the right way, you could have Daniel Bryan in that run.
Yeah.
Good.
Oh, and yeah. I can even, we're going to hold that talk. And I like where that went. And look, we did it again without you having an idea. And we don't know what next week's show going to be about because nothing came out. So wait for that next week as we'll be back for Belt King Radio Presents Champions, the titles that we love and the titles we collect, the show for you guys. Listen, my name is Mike Monte. Corey, any final words until next week, my brother?
No, we enjoy.
Pull it out one more time. Go ahead, pull it out. Go ahead.
Look.
There it is. Look at that beautiful bean footage right there, y'all. I remember you.
It's like I said, smaller belt.
But he said he sat at the chair, y'all, and put the plates on with his keys.
Yeah, I sure did. Yo, I sure did. I'm not kidding you. I really did that.
I love that. Well, guys.
Yeah, man. This is gonna be. Yeah, this. I'm thinking of what we could possibly do. I'm thinking we'll have something.
Episode 18. Oh, yeah. Can you dig it? Listen, guys, we're going to get up out of here, y'all. We see y'all next week, y'all. Peace.